This is the 99.1 PLR Chaz and AJ Week in Review podcast, an unedited, unfiltered look back at this week in shows.
Check one, two. Let's get a vibe here on the audio. Is the audio better? One, two, three, four.
Can you see me? Can you see me? Can you hear me?
We're supposedly live, and hopefully you can hear us.
That'd be nice. Otherwise, we're just going to rip the thing out and say
we'll
bye-bye.
We'll find out shortly.
Exactly. Let us know. How do we sound?
Viewers, comments.
We have viewers.
Right? We have viewers. We have viewers.
Hello.
Hi.
Oh, perfect.
Perfect.
Oh,
wow.
Goody.
I
never had that before. Perfect.
Thank you for giving us a heads up last time.
Yes, thank you. Appreciate that.
I'm Chaz, AJ, Pam, Phil.
Yep, we haven't changed.
Pam, 2 weeks from now, we'll be going bye-bye.
Exactly. Mm. Bon voyage, as they say.
The hell, Pam.
Yeah.
I know.
Yep. The hell.
She's picking up her...
I am going.
She's
going
to take her ball and go
going,
home.
Going, going, gone.
Yes, she is.
So.
Yep.
What's going on in your life now? What are you doing?
Oh, just stressing out, mainly.
Stressing out?
Over what?
Just everything.
How else could you find time to do that?
Right now, just working out, trying to get in workouts.
Oh.
Right.
And then right.
Get ship shape, as they say.
Yes, boot that's camp. Right. Boot camp, yeah.
Getting ready for boot camp.
Right.
Yep. And studying. There's a lot of information I have to memorize.
Oh.
Like what?
Yeah.
Like
jargon?
There's a thing called a helmsman, and they give you required knowledge. So you got to memorize the boats and the cutters and the aircraft, and they have the pennants and the flags and the general orders.
You can't just say that big boat thingy?
Jeez.
Yeah.
And that airplane thingy and that helicopter thingy.
So you kind of want to go into boot camp.
Yeah. They said to learn it beforehand.
Oh.
So.
They told you that?
So tell us how much you know now.
Yeah.
Go through some of this stuff.
I know. I think I know all the general orders now.
All right. Let's hear them.
Okay. One, to take charge of this post and all government property in view. Two, to walk my post in a military manner, keeping always on the alert and observing everything that takes place within sight or hearing. Three, to report all violations of orders I'm instructed to enforce. Four, to repeat all calls from posts more distant from the guardhouse than my own. Five, quit my post only when properly relieved. Six, to receive, obey, and pass on to the sentry who relieves me all orders from the commanding officer, field officer of the day, and officers and petty officers of the watch. Seven, to talk to no one except in the line of duty. Eight, to give the alarm in case of fire or disorder. Nine, to call the petty officer of the watch in any case not covered by instructions. 10, to salute all officers and all colors and standards not cased. And 11, to be especially watchful at night and during the time for challenging, to challenge all persons on or near my post, and to allow no one to pass without proper authority.
Wow.
Damn.
That's impressive. Look at you. That's what the round was.
Wow.
But it's going to be hard when someone's yelling it at me to try to remember it.
Yeah.
Well, what will they yell out like, what's number four?
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
So to repeat all calls from post more distant from the guardhouse on my own.
Right. So when you're going in order, it's easier. Yeah.
As long as you don't say one.
That's a good place to be right now.
Yes, I think I nailed it.
As long as like when they say, what's number two, don't say that's an extra value meal. It's two cheeseburgers and a small fry with a Coke.
Mm. I could say that.
You could say that. It'd be funny.
Right. I would.
They'd be doing a lot of push-ups.
Yeah, that would be funny.
It would be funny.
They're saying,
what's number four? Yeah, right.
Yeah.
That would be the quarter-pounder meal.
McDonald's.
The quarter-pounder meal.
Right.
Zachary says, good start, but now you need to do that while running.
Really?
Right.
So I do actually practice that when I'm running. So really? I recorded myself saying it.
Where's the recording?
It's on my phone.
Play it. Please.
And I yell it back to myself when I'm running.
I'm going to put headphones on so I hear it better.
Okay.
Ooh, my headphones are super loud.
Oh, heavens. Wow. Mm. So loud today.
11
wow.
General orders. One, to take charge of this post and all government property in view.
A bad book.
Two,
are you running?
To walk
so
my
now, so no, I'm just sitting there and recording it.
On the toilet right
so
now.
What I do is when I run, that takes place I listen to it.
Oh, I thought you did it while running.
No,
oh,
yeah. Wow. So I listen to it when I run and I talk it out to myself while I'm running.
This sounds like one of those instructional videos.
Your voice is so different when you're reading.
Because I'm being very serious.
It's on a toilet.
But it's really weird when you...
Wait, keep playing.
Oh, you want me to keep playing it? Okay.
My post only when properly relieved. Six, to receive, obey, and pass on to the sentry who relieves me all orders from the commanding officer, field officer of the day, and officers and petty officers of the watch.
That's funny.
Seven, to talk to no
good.
One except
wow.
You should put some sexy music.
So you'll run and you.
And I listen to it while I'm running.
Behind, yeah.
Yes, because she's talking slow.
This way it'll be like sailor porn. Coast Guard porn.
It's called semen.
That's right.
Right. Who's an able
body? How many semen jokes will we hear at the...
all night.
Tons. Yep.
All night.
Yep.
I'm going to get the first one out because I know there's going to be a million of them.
Yep.
All right. What else?
People are wondering if the Coast Guard ships you off to another country, would you do it?
Yes.
You have to. Those are the
yes.
Aren't you supposed to like...
yeah.
Aren't you supposed to be guarding our coast?
You go to you. They do have missions in other countries, though.
Really?
Oh, well, if there's a natural disaster.
Yeah, they're also like they. I think they do a lot of education stuff and.
Hmm.
I don't know everything.
I don't know. Yeah. Sounds like a ruse
but
to me.
But they are there.
You get
they
our Coast Guard to go away, and then they invade our coast. Oh yes, come over here and take care of them. You don't even have a coast. You're in the middle of this damn desert. That should have been our first clue.
Right. Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Oh,
you gotta be careful.
2 weeks from now.
2 weeks. 2 weeks.
That's it. TikTok, TikTok.
Exactly. Right. I'll be sharing the monkey cage with somebody else.
I know.
Right.
That's going to be weird.
Yep. First, I got to clean it.
they really need to get a new keyboard.
They do.
That'll be job one.
I need to ask them to do that.
It's crunchy.
It's a little crunchy.
We never upgraded the booking phone because Pam always broke it.
Right, always dropped
so it. So the cell phone that we use for booking guests is like an iPhone from 1932.
Yes, the Smithsonian wants it back, actually.
Yeah.
Yep, they said,
it's one of those phones that can go in a museum.
It can. So, yeah, the phone museum.
Yeah, one of the original iPhones.
Look, 1996 is here.
And so we need that. We need a new keyboard.
Yep.
Yeah.
Right, probably need a new chair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Any other questions?
Someone was asking earlier, I can't remember your name, sorry, if we have any special guests coming in for Pam before she takes off.
Special guests.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Oh, wow. Well,
who do we have?
Every
like
guest
mom?
Is, every guest is special. We were thinking about some of our friends, maybe.
Oh, really?
Right, some of our friends, yeah, I would think. You know, like some of our, you know, the buds that we brought in before. Who was that one you were talking about the other day, Phil?
I threw it out there. I don't think it got picked up.
Oh, okay.
I didn't know.
Right. What's that?
It was an idea. Pam's friend Stacy was on with us once.
Oh, right.
Right.
Yeah.
It's up to you, Pam. Whatever you want to do, however you want to do it.
I
you know, because I'm big on if I, you know, like, I think you should have it the way you want it.
Oh.
Like Burger King.
This isn't something like, oh, let's bring in all these people. But if that's not what you want, that's not what it should be.
You know, it doesn't, honestly, it's all, not, anything is fine with me.
No. We could bring in a whole bunch of people she doesn't even know.
That'd be kind
of awkward
funny.
And weird. Be kind of awkward and weird.
Mamsie, Lieutenant Murgo, she has a crush on him. Sorry.
Does she write in bold letters or do you yell it that way?
When you say she, you mean you or?
I don't have a crush. I think he's cute.
Right. Yes. We should also bring in the guy who was here, the Coast Guard guy, have him come back.
Oh, Sebastian.
Yeah, because now it's getting closer to D-Day.
Yeah. D-Day. Should we have someone come in and from the Coast Guard to give her a quiz?
I think so.
Oh.
Yeah, why not?
Do that.
Exactly. Like, yeah. You know, like how boot camp would be.
Yeah.
You know, only it's more like deck shoe camp, but go ahead.
Too bad we couldn't do like a This Is Your Life. And someone from like second grade calls in
right.
And then
right.
One of her teachers. Yeah.
That guy in the bus that showed his winky.
Oh, God.
Oh, right.
That's funny.
What was that guy's
winky?
First name?
I don't know if he would come in because I think he's like reformed now.
I didn't think it would.
I think he was like a former bad boy turned good boy.
Now he's like an accountant or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, now he's
an insurance
pinky.
Person.
I looked him up on Facebook and he's very prim and proper.
Oh, see, yeah. Now's your chance to turn the tables on him. Remember you bastard? You showed me your dick on the bus. Now's your chance.
First wiener Pam ever saw.
Exactly, mm-hmm. Right.
Maybe the wiener can call in instead of the guy.
Right. Oh, that'd be a good right. Idea, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, like, remember me?
A talking wiener, yeah. It's yeah, and it sounds like high pitch. It wouldn't be like, hey, baby, how you doing?
No, yeah. It wouldn't be, yeah, because he was...
Right.
That's very so weird.
Hello.
Oh, we have a Winky and Hamden on line two.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Hey,
hi, Winky.
Hello. Hello, my name's Winky. How are you?
Yeah.
I'm a little tired private.
I never had the urge my whole life to just in a public place.
Just show somebody.
Yeah. Even if I'm not relieving myself somewhere.
Yeah, exactly.
Which I've done in a public place.
Oh, yeah, who hasn't?
Somewhere.
There's a purpose.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And exactly.
It's not like pervy. Hey.
Yeah, you take it out for a reason.
Yeah, it's just so weird. Like, what? Like, where does that come from? How old was he?
We were in middle school.
Oh,
he was probably, what's a middle schooler?
Right.
13?
Yeah. Yeah, just don't know where that starts. You know?
Yeah, seriously.
Where do you think, oh, I know what I'm going to do.
Today, I'll impress her.
Whip it out.
Exactly.
Yeah.
She'll on the bus.
She'll Joey Bugs has a good question. Do you have, Pam, an idea of what like your last meal before you ship out will be?
Your last meal.
Interesting question because it's Coast Guard food after that. Now, have you looked up Coast Guard food?
No, I haven't at all.
Oh,
right. I have no idea.
Does anyone listening know what military
chow is like?
Kind of food's going to be?
Chow?
I'm thinking like meatloaf, mashed potatoes, pasta, stuff that's cheap and filling.
It's going to be brown. It's going to be warm and plenty of it, like in City Slickers.
Got to have carbs because you're going to be doing a lot of exercise.
Probably a lot of coffee,
like
water.
You're not going to be eating steak.
No.
Probably not.
Think, no. Right? They wouldn't give her a knife. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Probably not.
No.
Yeah.
I hear in boot camp you have like no time to eat though. Like you have to be like really quick.
Yeah.
Really? Well, luckily you eat fast.
I could eat fast. I could eat slow.
You can vacuum.
Yeah.
I've watched you vacuum on occasion.
Yeah.
My God.
It's going to be hard during those periods of time between meals where you're really hungry. And because normal people, can, you know, well, not normal, but people who are not in the military life, civilians, can just go to the fridge and open a door and say, what do I feel like? Or have a bar.
Here's a quick issue, because she has a tendency to have to poop at random times. Well, that's like in the middle of boot camp, you have to poop.
You know what? I've been thinking a lot about this.
There you go.
A lot.
Absolutely at the top of my list as well, AJ.
Oh, were you? Okay. I'm not the only person.
So often, it's just like, you don't have like a regular time. It
I
seems
know.
Like.
Well, you remember when she started the job?
Yeah.
It was like when her first break, she goes, how much time? I got to poop. And she took off. Or sometime we'll be doing the show and I'll hear her just gallop off.
Yeah, I'm not on a, I don't have a schedule. Like you guys all have a schedule.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, you do?
Yeah, she's like a goat.
How many times would you say you go a day?
Could be one, could be five.
Oh, every day is different.
Everything, yeah. Right. Every day is different.
That's a break.
Do you think that's because
pack.
Of different meals, different meal times,
different stresses?
Could be that. Yeah, because I eat at different times. I'm not on schedule for anything.
I think you're going to get on a schedule in a lot of different ways.
I hope so.
A lot of different things.
Because I need a schedule.
They're going to stuff it with rice.
So what happens if you're in boot camp and you got to go?
Yeah.
Can you just say,
sir,
hey, I know the climbing over the pole thing is important right now. But I got to go.
It's going to be bad for everybody else on this boat if I don't go right now.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm curious. Like, I mean, like, they're in the middle, like, doing exercises.
We should write that down as something to ask.
Yeah.
We got to get a
Sebastian.
Coast Guard person on and ask
Sebastian
these questions.
What happens. You know, if they have to poop. Was that in any of the videos?
I didn't see it anywhere.
Uh-oh. Is there a code for that? Because I know truckers say 10-200 for pooping.
Oh, right, like, that's a good question.
Is like a military term?
You don't have to say, you're not going to say,
I gotta deploy,
sir, ma'am, I have to poo,
yeah,
sir.
I got to deploy a missile.
Permission to poo, sir.
I got to deploy a drone.
You got to launch a submarine.
Exactly, right. Yeah, yeah. Right.
The good news is I've learned through working here to go to the bathroom really quickly.
Yeah.
That's.
Yeah. I got a PT number two.
Code brown.
Exactly, right. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm making a drop.
Yeah, that'll curious. Be interesting. To see
yeah,
how
we
that
need
works.
To find that out. I'm curious now.
Yeah, no idea.
So many things that are going to be different.
You know,
the time you wake up is going
to
be
time
well.
To go to bed.
You're used to that. You're
time
used
to, go to, bed.
To a set time.
No TV.
Yeah,
I don't watch TV.
There you go.
Yeah,
I haven't watched TV since January. Since
so your diet, your poo schedule.
Yeah,
right. The type of paper you use,
right.
The government paper. Yeah, it's not very absorbent.
You know what would be weird? I wonder, and like here's another question
paper.
For this Coast Guard person.
Yes.
Like, will you be able to have a cell phone during the 8 weeks?
Right.
Or is it, you can only communicate with the outside world when we tell you you can communicate
by
with the outside
tapping
world.
On a pole.
I think it's that. So I think you can, you bring
just
your
hand,
cell phone, but you don't, you're not, it doesn't stay with you. It
it's
goes
like in
wherever it goes.
Your foot locker or
yeah,
whatever.
Somewhere.
Can you post on social media while you're in boot camp?
No.
I would think no.
I don't
okay,
think
just checking.
So.
Like today, oh my God. My instructor, you know, SNH, you know.
I don't think we can have our phone at all until specified, like maybe towards the end of the whole, you know, 8 week thing.
Wow.
Interesting.
Wow.
But I'm not 100% sure. I think I've heard
cold turkey.
That maybe they take like there's like a day where you can
cell phone
like
day.
If you've earned it.
Yeah. Cell phone
and
day.
And it's towards the end. that you can go out.
I wonder how they would know, too, if you posted something. I wonder if there's someone whose job is to
follow
a zillion different social media sites. Like, how would they police that? You know what I mean?
Maybe they have like a, what do they call that when they can like cut everybody's like service in the area?
Right.
That type of thing where like you
just, but even in the military, like if you're over in, well, I guess if you're in Afghanistan, there's probably no cell service.
Right.
But how do you keep
different kinds of cells over there
serving in different theaters?
Yeah.
You know, most people are going to get it.
Like, yeah.
I'm on a mission or whatever. I'm not going to. But then you get the people who are like, oh, this will be a cool picture to post.
Exactly.
You
know? Look, me and a camel spider. Meanwhile, I see Al-Qaeda's coming out.
How do they police that?
No idea.
I'd be interested.
Yeah, I'll have to find out.
Question. Mm.
What kind of stuff are you going to be operating?
I don't know.
Big guns?
I don't think so.
No.
Not for my job.
No.
Right. And
So you'll be specifically training for your job?
Mm-mm.
8 weeks is you're doing everything
this
everyone's
is basic,
doing.
And we're all doing the same thing.
Everyone does the same.
Yeah, so I think
then after that you
would go for your job,
specific job.
When you are actually, you know, when you get past boot camp and you're a Coast Guard member, do you get to carry like a 9mm and stuff like that, like a cop?
I don't know.
Do you have a gun on you?
I know that in basic training,
that's another question.
We shoot a 9mm.
Right. I'm just curious if you give them.
But I don't know if we
basically you're an
carry
off,
it.
You're
I mean,
an
I'm
officer.
Not going to be in law enforcement.
I would think.
So
but I would think.
I don't think there's a reason for my job to have it because I'm not in law enforcement.
There's no standard issue because in case something happens and you're in this barrack, blah, blah, blah.
I think if you think of most people who
say, I want a piece,
are around the bases, I don't think they carry, you know?
Yeah.
I think when you're going out to do something, you carry.
See, because to me, that's bad security right there. Because what if like one of these nutbags decides he wants to go, you know, take out a friggin', you know, Coast Guard thing and they come in?
I'm pretty sure they have
guards.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they have military police or whatever.
Okay, cool.
I don't think you'd want everybody on a base armed.
In this world, man, I'd arm everybody. I don't arm the cat.
Even the bad guys.
Here you go, Marshall.
Yeah.
Here you go, Marshall.
That would be an interesting scenario.
Yeah.
Yeah. Any other questions?
Are you going to continue to listen to the show from boot camp?
Well, no, because I can't have any access to boot camp to anything.
She can't go on the app.
But after, yes.
Right. Yeah, that's one of the things. We got to square everything up. Like, Pam made this manual for the next person to kind of like...
It's like a novel.
Here's your schedule. it's like a novel.
It is. Great ending, though.
Because it's not going to be like Pam's going to work at an insurance company and we could call her at noon to say, hey, question about this.
Yeah. I mean,
she's gone 8 weeks off the grid.
Exactly. See ya.
I'll be off the grid,
yeah. Don't ask me. I have no
idea. But after that...
I didn't pay attention.
Yeah, I would think by 8 weeks, hopefully whoever comes in figures it out.
Yeah, they
better.
So,
yeah.
Mm. We have our sights on someone, too. So we think that, you know, I don't know what management thinks of the person.
Right.
Hmm.
But I didn't see anyone until they filtered it. So I'm guessing that everyone that we had a look at was already kind of...
In the ballpark.
Preliminarily...
It's like American Idol. They get to proceed to the judges' table.
Right. If they made it to us, they got through that first line.
Now, will they go to Hollywood?
Find out. Being on the air was like the Hollywood portion of American Idol.
Yeah, that was the auditions.
They were on live.
That was the auditions. Yeah. Exactly. They performed for us, and then we said, okay, you get to come back another day. You get your golden ticket.
I thought the tribe liked everyone equally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For different reasons.
Most people. The first three, I feel. Scored really well with the tribe.
Right.
And that's important too.
Right. So. Although one person did ask about the fourth one. How come she didn't get a second day?
She lives in another state.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So Melissa, did we already explain this? So,
yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I think we did.
So. Yeah. Melissa and Ashley didn't have any or a lot of radio experience. Melissa zero, Ashley very little. So we wanted to see how they'd be on a second day.
Right. Yeah.
Michelle, you could hear from the very
She's
first
She's a
second,
pro.
Had a lot of radio experience.
She's a pro, yeah.
And Jackie has some television radio experience, so she didn't need
a second
day
exactly.
to see.
So right.
That's why. It was nothing to it other than that.
Nope.
Anything else going on?
Ray wants to know if we can send somebody to boot camp to record Pam.
That'd be hysterical.
I know, that's like the top of your list.
I think the answer would be no.
We could
like the levels of government approval you'd have to get
seriously
would be...
would have had to have begun 7 years ago.
Exactly.
You'd better trying to like fly a drone over and trying to get shot out of the sky.
Put your motor vehicle.
Right. Yes. Exactly. Right. Yeah.
Right.
Although Coast Guards run, you know, you can't run it like motor vehicle because they have to get results.
Exactly. So. And be run on time and quick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Can't be. Well, we'll come to help you, but first you got to fill out these forms.
So a week from today will be the roast at night.
Yep.
And then we have to say not so nice things about Pam.
Right, which is easy.
And then 2 weeks from today, it'll be bye-bye, Pam.
Yeah. Bon voyage.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yep.
2 weeks.
Anchors away.
Is that a song?
Yeah. Anchors away.
From a musical?
And that's Anchors. I don't know who it's from, but Anchors Away is a song, yeah.
Oh. Hmm.
I love how you know that.
It's the Navy.
Is it?
I don't know the Navy.
Song. Okay. I'll go with that. I know it's something to do with water.
What are the other words?
That's all I know. Anchors away.
That's all you know.
Anchors away. Anchors. That's all, yeah. That's all I know.
I play it, but I don't know if this video gets flagged.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Matter of fact, me just singing it, they probably just flagged it. That's not singing.
What are your plans this weekend, Pam?
Tomorrow, I have a meeting actually at the Coast Guard.
Really?
Recruiting office in Manchester.
Right. Going to the Coast Guard, yeah.
Manchester.
Some paperwork. We're doing like a mass PT.
What's that?
A run, push-ups, sit-ups.
Oh, fun.
Yeah. So I don't have to do it, but they were talking about how they were doing it, and I was like,
why not?
I don't want to be left out.
Might as well, yeah.
Because I already took the test.
Start being camaraderie
But they're
now.
All doing the test, so I'm just going to be there to be a part of it.
That's fun.
Because I don't want to be left out.
You want to stick out, yeah.
And then you'll meet people that you're going to be in boot camp with,
possibly,
right?
Possibly, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think we're all at different stages.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so, Pam's in the final
nice
stage.
To meet people.
Yeah. And your house is all packed up?
No.
No.
Not at all?
No. I'm leaving a lot of my stuff, like my big...
For the other person.
For the other person, yeah.
For them to throw out.
And then have you started the process of bringing the stuff you're keeping over to your mother's house?
No.
Not at all?
Not at all.
You got 2 weeks.
Yeah.
But you actually, so she's done here in 2 weeks, but then she'll have 2 weeks before she leaves.
Yeah, right. So I'm planning on doing everything then. Because it's really hard to do that stuff during the week. There's just not a lot of time. So... Right. I don't want to stress myself out.
Right.
Yeah.
Plus, I'm a procrastinator, so I wouldn't do it anyway.
Has anyone been reaching out to you, like, that you haven't heard from in a while to say...
Like Bill Collectors?
Yeah, Bill Collectors.
Before you freaking split.
Ex-boyfriends.
Where's the fucking money?
No, not at all.
No?
No, no one has claimed their undying love for me, unfortunately. Okay. Not actually fortunately, because I wouldn't want anyone to do that.
Yeah, not now.
Not
it's
now.
Like, now you
like,
tell
now
me
you
now.
Tell me?
Yeah.
Ugh,
yeah, we'll always wait
too
for
much
it.
To deal with.
That'll be revealed during the roast.
Right. Yeah, the roast.
The roast.
Jeez.
Set on high. Yep.
There has to be one camera just set on Pam's face.
Right.
Crying.
Yep. The Pam cam.
Yeah.
Knife.
The Pam cam.
See, AJ could take a beating. Like, he does it every day. He's had the entire state come after him, and he flicks him off like a ninja. He gets that rage, and we all laugh. We think it's funny, and...
I go to the gym, lift
He's
weights.
He's used to it. The rest of us, I don't think, do real well when people are coming at us. And Pam is, I think it's going to be interesting to hear how you do.
Yeah, we should bring towels.
To watch how you do.
Bring towels for Pam and just throw towels.
Like a mood neck check.
Yes.
I'm literally not going to even be paying attention because I am getting so nervous. I literally have not one joke written because I can't think of anything.
Right.
And I'm going to be stressing out the whole entire time, just like how I was at all the other roasts. I don't even know what's going on because I'm too focused on my performance.
Yeah. Yeah. My roast, the roast of Chaz and AJ, same thing. You just sit there. And you hear some of the jokes and you're just thinking, because you're going up last.
Yeah.
Yep.
You're like, it's the worst time to go.
Yeah, you're the headliner.
I'm not a comedian and I'm going up last.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
Yeah, I think we should duct tape you to a chair so you can't leave.
Well.
If someone gets too bad.
Right.
You know, you can't get up and walk out.
Exactly. Is there going to be an intermission, though? Because the last roast was very long, and I had to go to the bathroom the whole time.
You had to go before you go.
Oh, God. It was so bad. I just, like, I couldn't even, like, relax because I had to go pee.
There's no intermission because you got to keep it going. You got to keep on building. Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, because intermission, instantly you have 200 people getting up and going to the
bar. Then you
got
to get them back to friggin' their tables. Yeah. No, it's interruption. Yeah,
how many people do we have?
Just bring a big old cup.
Yeah, we're going to tell everyone.
not make
bring
it
all
so
your A.
Yeah.
No B and C.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think I'm going to have anything to drink because I'm just going to have to go to the bathroom the whole time.
Yeah. Well, that'd be, well, you know what? We'll duct tape you to a toilet. Oh. How's that?
That's better.
She's paid for that.
Get the bucket that someone made for her.
Yeah, I had a dream, that's by the way. I had a dream that I used the bucket in the studio.
Oh, really?
Yes. And then I woke up and I really had to go to the bathroom.
Please tell me I wasn't there.
You were. Oh, you were like, ugh.
Pam, why are you making those faces? Oh, yeah.
I don't even want to know.
Oh, Plato, don't look at me!
Plato Fun Factory Life is happening here in the studio. Thank you.
Yeah. What else? Is that it?
Any more questions?
Yeah, we're good.
All right.
All right. Well, thank you for watching.
Thank you.
And, it's yogurt.
The clock is ticking. Two weeks, and we say bye-bye to Pam.
Bye.
All right. Have a great weekend.
Yep.
See you Monday.
Bye.
The Chaz and AJ Week in Review Podcast. Tune in to the live show weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. only on 99.1 PLR or online at WPLR.com.